Belmont's picking on a banjo. Ooh,
hi, I'm Tom Hall. Usually, I'll start up, I'm the host, I'll do the first song, then go to my left, the next person does, and just right around the room. I mean, there are no leaders in these sessions, we just share. That's what it's all about. In this case, sea music.
Rock-a-block, jock-a-block, heave a capstan round, fish the flame and anchor up, for ye are outward bound.
A sea shanty is a song used to accompany work on a ship. Working the pumps, hauling up sail, heaving on a windlass or capstan. But these were songs with a set rhythm to get the work done in unison. A good song would lift their spirits as they lifted up the sails. The other one, the four-bitter. Those are the songs sailors would sing in their off time for themselves, their own pleasure, their own entertainment. And they'd sing about the things they didn't have. Women. And drink, and women, and different kinds of drink, and good food, and women.
Sweet ladies of Plymouth, we bid you goodbye. Roll down. We'll rock you and roll you again by and by.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
And we will roll. Draw nigh to Australia's ball strand. Roll.
My name is Dave Hollowell. Well, I live in Portsmouth. Going to Australia, it's a common theme, and it's one of those that's really the call and response, too, that's very powerful when you're singing it, to hear it coming back at you from everybody else. You can imagine what that's like on a ship, too, where there's one person kind of calling out the bass theme and then everybody else giving back the rest of it.
Great southern whales on a quarter to spout.
And the thing about these sessions is everybody, the regulars who are coming know, everybody knows some of the songs, but more and more people learn. And the choruses are easy, because the shantyman who would lead these on a ship would try to pick things that everybody could pick up on really quickly. Didn't have time to teach anybody a song. Here's the verse, here's the chorus, and off they'd go. And usually enough men would know the song, so it'd be easy for the new men to join in. We're here, we're singing for ourselves, and we find with this, it's actually not the people who come in for a drink or dinner. Sometimes find they're actually staying here for the music. A lot of people have just wandered in by mistake and found themselves staying and singing along.
Roll down, walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
Come all you fisher lassies, come a while with me, from Caird and Bulg and Gambry and from Inverallochy, from Bucky and from Aberdeen and other country in, what a wadi got the headings, a wadi Yarmouth in. It's early in the morning and late.
My name's Tyler Buck and I'm from Massachusetts, but I've lived in Scotland for a lot of my life, and that song was called Song of the Fish Gutters. They traveled all around the country gutting the herring, and it was a huge occupation. It was one of the few things that Scottish women could do other than go into service in a big house. This is one of the best places to sing in the area that I found. The places in Boston have pretty much died out, so this is the best.
From Bucky and from Aberdeen and another country in, when I want to find the gutting yards along the Yarmouth shore. There's Cooper's Ed and Good.
The streetcar rolls right by her.
The sea music is such a blend of nationalities. Most of the body of it is English and American, but there were a tremendous number of African Americans on these ships who brought so much of their music on board. Then you had the occasional whaler from Portugal. You had the Dutch seamen, you had the Germans, the French, and all these cultures melded together to make a music that is not of just one culture, but of many. And that's part of the beauty of it.
And I'll be home tomorrow.
My name is Kendall Morse, and I live in South Portland, Maine. And I'm a semi-professional folk singer, storyteller, humorist. I fix lawnmowers. Usually in a gathering of folk singers, you're going to get a wide variety. But in a shanty sing, we kind of try to stick close to the music of the sea. It's a bit narrow, but at the same time, there are hundreds of wonderful songs about the sea. So you could do this all night and never scratch the surface. The ones we sang at sea were not fit for mixed company. They were the real thing. And you got to remember that these sailors, the old sailors, were not choir boys. They were ignorant. They were misogynists. They were drunks. They were failures. And they didn't have a very big vocabulary, and their mind was always on two things. And none of those was work. 50 years ago, in January, I went to sea for the first time. And my introduction to seagoing was a number 9 sea in the Davis Straits, which is between Labrador and Greenland. And we should have gotten submarine pay, really. And I woke up and I thought, what in hell have I done? What was I thinking? I had a similar feeling on my third honeymoon. This was written by Archie Fisher. When you're sailing out for the first time, men will tell you of trips that they've made, all the work and the sweat and the loneliness. And you feel just a little afraid.
Shantying began in the late 18th century and ended in the early 20th. As engines came in, it ceased to be important. They had a machine to haul up the sails, raise the anchor. You didn't need men to do it. The tunes, the words, the poetry, just it's a body of music that is just beautiful in and of itself.
Have you ever actually been to sea?
Not far offshore, no. I grew up on the coast, but my family weren't seafaring people. My father used to get seasick on deep-sea fishing boats. But no, I've never been out far at all. Love to someday, but you never.
Not see the ropes.
Sing it.
Ship chow, cherry chow, follow riddle, riddle down. Ship chow, cherry chow, follow riddle day. Ship chow, cherry chow, follow riddle, riddle down. Ship chow, cherry chow.